The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Listen, the market did do what I thought it may have done, and it has had a bounce. It has pulled back quite significantly. It's been falling quite heavily over the last, well, few weeks, to be fair. And today it is up. Bitcoin, anyway, is up 11%, which is a very decent move indeed. Now, of course, it's something that needed to happen. Markets don't just go down in a straight line forever, and they don't just go up in a straight line forever. This does not mean that we've met the bottom, not by any stretch of the imagination, certainly not by my view anyway. It's a pullback. It's just hit the 10-period moving average. I wouldn't be surprised to see it pull back a little bit deeper into those averages, but it certainly is warranted. It's required, and it is more or less what I was expecting. I had talked about it yesterday, the fact that it did look like it may have a bit of a pullback, and it did. Now, I'm not saying that because I got any trades, because I didn't. I did not trade that pullback. There was nothing there for me to trade to the upside, and there is nothing there that I'm keen to trade right now. If I go through the rest of the top 10, it's all very much the same. Some green, well, major green, really, in what has been a overly red period of time in the markets. Bitcoin up 11%. Ethereum up 10.5%. We got Bitcoin Cash up 9.77%. EOS up 8.35%. And what I'm looking at really is where these markets are pulling back to. Are they into the cradle zone? Is there potential for trading opportunities to rejoin the short side again? This is the sort of thing I'm looking for here. I'm not looking to be buying. I'm not looking for getting long here. Not yet. Not at the moment. Too much risk there. Cardano, one of the largest performers in the top 10, up 14%, pulling back a little bit from its highs of the session, but still a very nice recovery there. It's just one day. Don't forget that. It is just one day. It's not anything more than that. I'm not reading into it any further. Still a Lumen, also back into that cradle zone on the 16-hour as well, looking quite nice there on the 12 also. But on the daily is really that solid bounce back up. Neo, also in the same sort of position, that has had a decent move up, 13% up for the day, having a weird little pullback now from its highs of the session. But again, a very strong move from the lows of 675 and now 837, a very decent move indeed. IOTA up 10% on the nose right now, and once again, just pulling back up into that cradle zone. Ripple 8.4% into the cradle zone on the daily, and Litecoin up 10% as well. Now, this is not the bottom, potentially. Okay, it could be the bottom, but right now there's nothing there for me to suggest that this is the bottom. There's nothing there for me to suggest that this is anything other than a bit of pullback. You know, markets move down, then they pull back, then they move down, they pull back. This one has just sort of fallen quite heavily without too many pullbacks on the daily. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out if we hold. Now, if I look on the 4-hour timeframes and the 8-hour timeframe, what I like to call the midterm timeframes, there are some minor uptrends though. I want to just see how these play out. If we get a pullback from this most recent run up, so it's run up, I think it will pull back again. And what will happen from that most recent next pullback? Will we then see a skip back to the upside where there'll be actually a 4 to 8 hour trend established upwards then, which would be the first sign of potentially a bit more of a larger move to the upside. Again, I'm not suggesting this is the bottom. It is just a bounce. We've got a lot of green in the charts right now. That's really all it is. So just be careful, be aware, and be ready. I'll be looking for more opportunities to the downside if they present themselves. I don't think we're out of the woods just yet. Certainly not by one green candle on the daily. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods from my point of view, but it's nice to see. So have a great day, guys. Speak to you again soon. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.